Mondays on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty. On Target, where we play Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, spinning all on vinyl at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. Okay, fasten your seatbelt, everybody, because we are on the Grand Prix racetrack of shows today. I just had a table at a record show yesterday where I picked up as much stuff as I sold. Essentially, I broke even, which is basically what happens at these things, but that means that I've got a bunch of really interesting stuff for you. Some Canadian content and local Winnipeg stuff too. And a couple of days before that, I came into a huge amount of ska and reggae from the mid-1960s. Thanks to Brent at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, who hooked me up with that very exciting stuff. That's going to take us through a few shows for sure, but we'll start that ball rolling this week. So this week we have Northern Soul, Garage, Beat, a little bit of pop, and blues, jump blues, and ska that'll rattle your cage and poke you with a sharp stick. I started off with a track by McKinley Soul Mitchell from 1967. It's called No Love Like Your Love, and it came out on the Wonderful label in the US. I played it for you on its UK release on President.
Northern
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of power pop now and then. That was the Duvels from 1963, Stop Monkeying Around on the Parkway label. Before that, Freddie Cannon from 1964, Little Miss Go-Go on the Warner Brothers label. Listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England on modradiouk.net.
Make my life complete. son of a lover.
Yes, he is.
You know my daddy was a lover. Yeah, I'm a son of a lover. Oh, yeah. So if you want some loving, baby, call on me. I will be right there before you count. Yes, I am.
Yes, he is.
You know my daddy was a swinger. Ooh, a real humdinger. Oh, yeah. But I'm a swinger by day and a lover by night. Oh, if you want me, baby, you got to treat me right.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, he is.
Get on your ding-a-ling. Natural, natural bone. Son of a lover, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a son of a lover, yes I am.
Yes, he is.
You know my daddy was a lover, yeah. And I'm a son of a lover, oh yeah. So if you want to love me, baby, call on me. I will be right there. Wow. Before you count one, two, three.
Billy Mack, Son of a Lover, on Miss Betty. Before that, the flip side of that fantastic Johnny C track that I played you last week. This one's called New Love. That was also on the Filet of Soul label. Started that set off with the flip side of a track that I'm going to play you next week. This is by The Tempos from 1967. It's called Sad, Sad Memories on the Canterbury label.
Thank you. Cheater gonna cheat on you. Oh, cheater, cheater, cheater gonna cheat on you. You've been checking every guy in town and giving me the runaround. Well, honey, I've got news for you. I think I'm gonna do a little cheating too. I think I'm gonna do a little cheating too.
There we have a solid chunk of Canadiana, starting off with Bob Ashley and the Reflections, who is actually Chad Allen and the Reflections, also known as Chad Allen and the Exceptions, also known as the Guess who are from Winnipeg. That came out in 1962. It's called Made in England. Very surf garage sound. Came out on the Rio label. And after that, we had the British Mod Beats, who are certainly not British, but they are mods. When you think of mod music in the 60s that came out of Canada, the Mod Beats are the reference. They came out of a small town in the Niagara region of Ontario called St. Catharines, but that didn't stop them from making a lasting impact on the thriving North American garage and psychedelic sound of that era. This is all according to citizenfreak.com. The author of this article asked what lead singer Fraser Loveman viewed as mod. He didn't start by reciting the usual smart clothes, Italian scooters, Motown rhetoric we usually reserve for people that are not part of the in crowd. Instead, he gave a nuanced and insightful way of looking at things. And this is what he said, quote, "All of the music that the mods attached themselves to was already here in North America. In England, they liked American music, and here we like British stuff. Today, people are living out what they think it was, rather than what it actually was. The mod beats during the 60s went way past the traditional mod ethic, and we expanded our look and sound. I have to admit, I've never really looked at it that way, but it does make sense. I think that we sometimes idealize the way that things were and the way things are somewhere else. It's true that in the mid-60s, North Americans were all about the British invasion, and at the same time, the English had a romanticized version of the American soul scene. So according to Fraser, mod means cutting edge, new, and modern, which in actual fact it does, right? It's hard to argue with that logic. Loveman's father was their manager, and his advice to the band was, make a splash, be flamboyant, be different, don't fit in. And that became their family motto. That came out in 1966. It's called Come On Over to My House, and it came out on the Red Leaf label. And followed that with Bobby G. Griffith and the New Movement, who are also from Winnipeg. Track's called Cheater Cheater, and it came out on the AmCan label.
Here's Marvin Gaye.
It's always been my goal to become the world's greatest singer. I don't know why. I guess it sounds a little facetious or heady, I guess. But when I was just a small child, I dreamed the same dream. I dreamed that I saw millions and millions of people, and I was proclaimed a great, great singer. And I've always gone after that. That's my desire.
It seems light years since he did his first hit record. Can I get a witness? But Marvin Gaye is still super cool.
My dad tells me I was singing when I was 3 years old. I enjoyed it. I was a little reluctant to get up and sing many times. My mom had to prompt me, but I enjoyed it. I guess that's how you get started. But it's amazing. From singing all those years, I haven't lost one iota of stage fright. You know, I'm always a nervous wreck before I go on. I guess I always will be.
This is The Face Radio.
And you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca, the official On Target website, for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, Boomplay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com. A couple of tracks there on a disc that I pulled out of the first volume of the Motown 7's box set. That was The Spinners, an unreleased track from 1967 called What More Could a Boy Ask For? And before that, Marvin Gaye. It's become a bit of a well-known track by Marvin Gaye now, but it was unreleased before 1995 when it came out on a replica Tamla Motown label as an official release, and then also came out in 2013 on the UK Tamla Motown label, reproduced for the Motown 7's box set Volume 1, compiled by Wicked Casino DJ Richard Serling. Started off that stack with an all-time massive, huge, incredible, holy grail that I never thought I would ever own, and I have now come across it. Patty and the Emblems on the Cap label. I owned it on the Goldmine 7's repressing since the beginning of time. Since I started DJing, and I finally got it on the Cap label. The song's called I'm Gonna Love You a Long, Long Time, and it came out in 1968.
You got
Started that with another all-time want, the Young Hearts, who are connected to the tempos according to Discogs, but it's very vague as to how. I played the tempos earlier on in the show. So this also came out on the Canterbury label, tracks called A Little Togetherness, and it's another Northern Soul favorite. Followed that with Wayne Gibson covering the Rolling Stones' Under My Thumb, but with a real Northern Soul beat to it. That came out in 1966 on the Columbia label, and finished that set off with Gladys Knight and the Pips, Stop and Get a Hold of Myself on the Max label.
Thank you. from the soul of Brooklyn, you are listening to The Face Radio.
You hide me all on that day. The Lord said, set a man, the sea will be a boiling. The Lord said, set a man, the sea will be a boiling. Lord said, set a man, the sea will be a boiling all on that day. Oh, run to the moon, moon, won't you hide me? I'll run to the moon, moon, won't you hide me? I'll run to the moon, moon, won't you hide me all on that day? The Lord said, set a man, the moon will be a bleeding. The Lord said, set a man, the moon will be a bleeding. Lord said, set a man, the moon will be a bleeding all on that day.
There was another Canadian band, The Fifth, a track called Sunshine People. Before that, a garage band from Edmonton, Alberta, The Reefers, their version of Sinner Man on the Mark III label, and started that set off with a ska version of Georgie Fame's Yeah Yeah by Buster's All-Stars, which came out in 1965.
Oh,
was Eric Morris, Penny Reel, on the Island label from 1964. And also on the Island label before that, Justin Hines and the Dominoes, Rub Up Push Up. Some delicious ska, and there's more where that came from. I'm going to leave you off now with Jimmy Smith, some gritty mod jazz on the Verve label. Track's called The Organ Grinder Swing. This has been On Target with yours truly, Mod Marty. Join us every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Face Radio. Until next time, keep the faith.
Policeman, could you be my reader? Why would I write it?